Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
97, and be sure to tell them the Small Business Advocate sent you.
Aretha bringing us back, 17 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Rick Newman is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, columnist for Yahoo Finance. Finance.yahoo.com is where you'll find him and all the great things he does and says and writes. And video, you see his handsome face on the video, a lot of stuff there. So check that out. Rick, thanks again for being here. Big news in the news is fake news, and the big news of that these days is what Facebook is learning about what the Russians did during the last election. One of my media experts was on a week or so ago, and he said one of the guys he reveres in terms of social media said that Russia spent like $150,000 on ads and got like $50 million worth of benefit out of it. He was talking about how genius they were in the way they spent their money. What do you think?
I think he's right. I think what's been going on here is, social media, which is Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, and all the others we've heard about. It is a new industry that is not regulated the way traditional media is regulated. And this has created problems and it has created opportunities. So, Facebook is barely 10 years old, Twitter the same. And they sell ads. And Facebook is way, way, way bigger than Twitter. So Facebook is really the one we're talking about here. The majority of Americans who are online have a Facebook account. People use it with different frequency, but people have been – so this is a way to reach people, and we know that the Trump administration ran a really, really effective advertising campaign on Facebook, and apparently
social media got Obama elected.
That was a different kind of data operation, right, that Obama ran. And by the way, Hillary Clinton was absolutely terrible at all of this.
Which was a big surprise.
So groups affiliated with Russia were buying ads on Facebook. And what they were doing was, these are not ads like banner ads that everybody sees. These are ads that are targeted at specific accounts based on what Facebook knows about these people. And, every time you like a page on Facebook, you're giving information about what your interests are. There are these quizzes on Facebook. Take our personality quiz, and you think it's so innocent. Well, that data is recorded, and that allows Facebook to be able to help its advertisers target ads directly at the people they think they want to influence. And apparently the Russians did this fairly effectively. Facebook points out that this was all – there were no humans in the middle here. It's not like some salesperson from Facebook met with some purchaser from Russia and they had lunch and then made a deal. That did not happen. This was all done what they call programmatic, which means it was all done online.
Know anything about an angle? Was there any angle in any of this? Was this anti-American? Yeah. Was it anti-Republican, anti-Democrat? Have we been able to discover any angle?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think you can put it in two categories. First, it was pro-Trump and Hillary and anti-Clinton. So, the Russians.
How do we know that? What is, when you say we know that? How do we know that?
Because the ads that we know about. Keep in mind, these are just the ads we know about. And by the way, it's paid ads, and it's also fake accounts, fake Facebook accounts that would share a lot of this stuff. They put a lot of anti-Hillary. It was more anti-Hillary Clinton than pro-Trump, but there was a lot of Clinton bashing that came from these ads. And then the second category was just trying to sort of like rile people up and just create disturbances. Mm-hmm.
That's what it seems to me that the Russians have more interest, because politically it doesn't make any sense to favor Trump over Clinton. For one thing, Clinton had been a great a great partner with Russia when her, while she was Secretary of State.
No, it didn't. No,
it didn't make any. Let me finish. No, it didn't make any sense. I don't see the connection, but I do see the connection or the interest in Russia just trying to divide America.
It's both, but there was an interest there. They did not want Hillary Clinton to win, and she was actually very hawkish toward Russia. And she would have favored, for example, giving heavy weapons to the Ukrainians.
How do you reconcile that? Border. How do you reconcile that with the uranium deal? Selling the uranium deal, 20% of our uranium.
You got 45 minutes to talk about the uranium deal. I mean, the uranium deal was like a triple bank shot.
Happened. Let's come back to the fake news thing.
Okay.
What are we learning about fake news?
We're learning that it has infiltrated places that are not traditional news organizations that happen to be places where we get a lot of news. So people do get a lot of news on Facebook. I'm looking deeper into this, Jim, and there are so many articles posted by, you know, altjimblassingame.com that mm-hmm. is not a real news site,
right.
But it looks sort of like a news site. And
where are these? Who's driving these things? Is it kind of?
You know, it's often hard to tell. And this is why Facebook has gotten a free pass. I mean, you know, I work for Yahoo, which is now considered traditional media. If you think about broadcast networks, CBS, NBC, The Washington Post, New York Times, they cannot run this kind of stuff anywhere and say, oh, it's not our problem. It's not our job to police what our content providers say. They are responsible for the content. And Facebook, since its founding, has been saying, our content comes from our users. We're not responsible for our content.
Quickly, Rick.
That needs to change.
How can Zuckerberg run for president and with his connection to Facebook? That's the question.
Zuckerberg's not running for president.
You think not? Okay, we'll see about that. Quick break.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.